This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. This summer, times are tough, and many Americans are choosing to ditch their vacation plans and stay at home. These so-called staycations have become so popular, the term has even been spoofed on The Daily Show. Here's John Hodgman talking about a holistay.
You like that, John? I made that up. Holistay. It's mine. Holistay.
I think they're going with staycation. I think that's the...
Oh, no, that's terrible. Holistay is much better.
Okay, whatever you want to call it, these stay-at-home holidays are no joke to many of us. I know I'm going to be sticking around Los Angeles this 4th of July weekend, so I thought I would get some advice from Michelle Perry of the travel website TripAdvisor.com. Hi, Michelle.
Hello, how are you, Alex?
Good. Let's say you can't even afford the gas to get anywhere. You got to stay where you are. What are some of the things that you can do to make a stay-at-home vacation?
Well, there are some amazing free attractions pretty much in any city or any destination that you live in. So there's a lot of great things to do in your own backyard. Always amazing museums that you may find are less crowded in the summertime, especially if you live in a place where a lot of people escape to the beach. So, people just need to use their imagination and think about the things that are really nearby that might be fun for entertainment.
You guys recently came up with a list of some of the best kind of things to do if you live in this place. Want to share a few of those with me?
Sure, yes. Number one on the U.S. list is the Bellagio Fountains in Las Vegas. Number two is the Arlington National Cemetery outside Washington, D.C. Farther down the list, there's the Golden Gate Bridge. So there's just a lot of wonderful free options around our country.
I saw one person advising that you should take photos, even if it's of you and your couch, so that you actually feel like you went away on holiday.
That's a great idea. And there's so many incredible things that you can do online these days with fake backdrops to make yourself feel like you were somewhere.
A friend of mine recently took a whole week off of work, and she spent every day visiting a different spa. I thought that was a great idea, but it seemed like you could wind up spending just as much money doing that as going out of town. So how do you keep things cheap?
Now, that sounds like my kind of vacation, but I don't think I can afford it. So, again, I think being creative about what's in your own backyard, you know, what are the museums that you don't normally get to? There might be a lake or a pond or something that you don't normally visit. There's just so many free options.
Michelle, I can't imagine that the travel industry is too happy about the rise of the staycation. Are you noticing that hotels or airlines are offering any good deals as a way to motivate people to actually get out of town?
You know, there are always deals to be had. In fact, I read something the other day about there are airline tickets available for less than a tank of gas. You know, so if you're creative, you get on the newsletters for the various airlines and look for deals to the places you want to visit. You could get an airline ticket for less than $100 if you're willing to go whenever it's convenient for the airline.
Do you find that when you talk to people who decide to stay at home and go check out some of these tourist attractions, are they kind of excited to rediscover? I mean, I know there's plenty of places in LA that I just don't even think to go to anymore. Is it kind of fun to rediscover your own city this way?
I think it is. And I think, again, you often forget about what's in your own backyard. My department here at TripAdvisor is going for an offsite meeting in a couple of weeks, and we're going to go do the Freedom Trail in Boston. I've lived here for a long time, and I am embarrassed to say I've never done the Freedom Trail.
Michelle Perry of the travel website TripAdvisor.com. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you very much, Alex.